Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the control of flies on our dairy farms during the summer season. I know many of you are probably already spraying, and that's a great way to knock down the adult flies, but keep in mind that that means we also probably have eggs that are in various stages of developing, and if they're in various stages of developing, we'll see more flies emerge in about 7 to 10 days, even though we've knocked flies down. You know, as we think about fly control, one of the main things we really need to do is simply sanitation, removing the fly breeding areas that we might have on our farm. Things like manure, rotting feed, weeds around our facility. For some of you that are distanced from other operations, using larvicides starting early in the fly season might be a method of control. In general, these are most effective when we have at least 1 mile between us and another livestock operation. And if it's going to be effective, the larvicide would need to be used in all of the animals that are on our farm. If we do not have those sorts of situations, we're largely dependent on things like insecticides, maybe biological control early in the season, but likely that's going to be overwhelmed before the season is over. We'll have to resort to larvicides, and sometimes we'll also have to incorporate some other methods of control, such as baits and traps. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take action against fly control early and be diligent through the entire summer season.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.